This is the Australia Report with Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladev, a very good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. I am well, thank you. Good to talk to you.
Nice to speak to you. What is, apparently there was some breaking news.
There is indeed, and this was just been announced today. So listeners will remember the caravan issue, which was discovered late January, full of explosives, etc. So there have been over 200 police and counterterrorism people assigned just to this particular issue. And what they've announced today was that they have discovered that the people behind it is an organized crime syndicate of a cabal of Australia-based criminals and who have been behind this. And that the specific issue of the caravan was not about, was not directed against the Jewish community, but it was to do with organized crime. And the criminals left the caravan specifically in a place which was easily found. And in other words, it wasn't a threat to the community. So that's the good news. I mean, the other side of the ledger, obviously.
Right, exactly.
Exactly. So it doesn't ameliorate, make any better the threats from those two nurses or the attempted arson attacks on synagogues or the firebombing.
Right, but it is important. It is important to identify what is anti-Semitism and what isn't, because if we think everything is where, and in some case it isn't, then it's equally as problematic. So here, at least, we're noting that the caravan incident that was found, the caravan that was found with explosives, was actually criminal and not terror.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And your point is spot on. It is important. And in fact, I just gave a presentation to some year 12 kids at one of our Jewish schools an hour ago, and making that exact point. What's going on is alarming, it's important to keep things in perspective and not, for example, say, you know, Australia 2025 is not Germany 1933. Mm. And to make that analogy is irresponsible and inaccurate.
100%. Let's talk about the nurses. What's the latest here?
So the latest is good news and bad news, or positive and negative. So the positive is, if I can use that term, is that both nurses have been arrested and charged, and a number of charges, mainly to do with using a carriage service to make threats, etc., etc. And everyone is aware of what the nurses are alleged to have said, that they have killed people, would kill people, Jewish Israelis, if they come to the hospital. So they've both been arrested. Where that situation gets a little muddier is at one of our Islamic schools, and this is a school which has 700 boys, mostly from Arabic-speaking backgrounds and from the Muslim faith. There's a teacher or a counselor at that school, and he's posted some things in defense of those two nurses, saying they shouldn't be taken seriously or literally, etc. So at this particular school, there was a mass protest outside the school in defense of the teacher because he was suspended for making those comments.
Gosh. Right.
And so the Department of Education said he had to step down, work from home, etc., pending an investigation into his post defending the two nurses. So then there was this mass protest in the street outside of the school, yelling all sorts of things and unsavory things, etc., etc.
So let's prove not that we shouldn't take them seriously by becoming more anti-Semitic and screaming anti-Semitic stuff, which is meant to prove that they aren't anti-Semitic or something.
Well, I'm sure there's a logic in there somewhere.
Wow.
Sadly.
So I'm just a bit confused by the charges that have been brought against them. It's not something I'm familiar with, using a public or a you know, this whatever the word wing was to conduct a threat, or why is that the charge that they have that has been leveled against them?
So it's an interesting question, and it's an interesting point. And so the charges have not. So basically, the charges have been about. Well, interestingly, one of them has been charged with allegedly possessing drugs. But the main charges have been to do with using a carriage service, i.e., you know, mobile phones, to menace or harass people using a carriage service. And that's basically what the main charges are. And then a range of offenses, as I say, including having drugs in their possession, etc. But using a carriage service to make threatening comments, such as, and as listeners will remember, one day your time will come, you'll die a most horrible death, etc., etc., and I won't treat them, I'll kill them. So, but it's the folk, and interestingly, it's not a state legislation. We're in the state of New South Wales, but it's a Australia national legislation which is being brought to bear. So it's interesting. I mean, it's positive that in terms of the whole scheme, that they have been charged. And interestingly, yesterday, another 14 arrests were made, not to do with the nurses, but the whole general situation. 14 people arrested, all charged, all to do with anti-Semitic incidents, going from arson attacks to firebombings, et cetera, et cetera. So the police counterterrorism authorities are very much focused on this issue, where literally thousands of officers are focused on this issue.
So fascinating. It's really just incredible. And in terms of this Islamic school and what is happening there, how's this likely to play out? Because doesn't this really make the school a focus for any further investigation around anti-Semitism?
Well, what happened there was, to the credit of the Department of Education, they shut it down. In other words, the people who organized this protest in defense of the school officer who defended the nurses, the organizers planned to have yet another rally the next morning outside the school. And Department of Education said that kids need to be in class learning and not in the streets demonstrating. And there will be heavy penalties and people will be suspended, penalized, etc., if this were to continue. And so it stopped, as far as I'm aware, it stopped within 24 hours. So the department took it seriously. And I have to say, the premier of this state has been, as I've said before, he has been very strong and unambiguous. And his most recent speech, he said, "I am ashamed that what has happened in the state has happened on my watch over the last 18 months." I mean, that's how he speaks. He's a decent guy, and he speaks very honestly and unequivocally about how appalled he is at what's taken place and the fact that this happened, you know, on his watch.
So do you think that, or are you sensing a turnaround, that perhaps the nurse situation was really the lowest point in this conflict or in this?
One can only hope so. Please God that is the case. But what's the message that Jewish leadership that we are getting out continually is that, as terrible as things are, don't lose perspective on this. And, you know, and as I said to students an hour ago, this is not Germany 1933. Mm-hmm. And it's important not to fall into that, too easy to fall into that trap. It's irresponsible and it's inaccurate and it's unduly alarmist and, apart from anything else, undermines the magnitude of what 1933 really was.
Absolutely. Vic Alladeff, former CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, bringing us the latest from Australia. It is 7 o'clock. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.